Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by Earth Mama's Apothecary and LittleShaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you about how narcissists need a partner in their denial. Denial drives a huge amount of the narcissist behavior. It's a large motivation, so I thought we would address it on the show today. Denial is very important to the pathologically narcissistic defense structure. Pathologically narcissistic person's entire existence is predicated upon being able to deny reality enough so that they can function. They deny everything, up to and usually including who they are. The false image of themselves that they impose upon the world, the lying, the blame shifting, the gaslighting, the projection of their feelings and behaviors onto other people, the ridiculous overreactions, or conversely, the lack of any reaction at all, these are all attempts at denial. Now, many people believe that the narcissist manipulations and misrepresentations of themselves are for others, that they're designed to ensnare others in their trap. It's true that they employ many manipulations against other people, but the truth is, the person they're usually trying to convince is themselves. That's why they need to involve other people. If they only see others as reflections of themselves, and if they require input from others to create any self-worth, which they do, then they need that person or those people to believe in what they say they are. Otherwise, the illusion falls apart. They are looking for a partner in their denial of who they believe they really are. It's kind of like Tinkerbell from Peter Pan. She cannot exist unless people believe in her. If they don't, she will just die. She'll just wink out of existence. In order for a pathologically narcissistic person to exist, they have to have this false image to believe in. In order for them to believe in it, they need other people to believe in it. If they don't have that false image to believe in, the shame and the pain that they feel because of the reality of who they think they are is too much. They can't bear it. They can't take it. This is why denial is so important. These are people who have generally spent their entire lives trying to pretend they're someone other than who they are because, for whatever reason, they imagine who they actually are is too painful and hideous. Face that, it's not happening. So they deny and they pretend. Like a child, they simply turn away from what they don't like or can't process and pretend that things are different. Some people believe that the narcissist's self-hatred is deserved. That might be true, but it's important to remember that if they were not afflicted with that pathological shame and self-hatred in the first place, they probably wouldn't have turned out the way that they have. It's just something to think about. There are some who will say and have said that this paints narcissists as victims and gives excuses for the narcissist's behavior. To them, I say there's a difference between an excuse and an explanation. I don't rage against narcissists. I don't use a lot of colorful language or anything like that to describe them because that doesn't help anybody learn anything. I don't hate narcissists. I think what they've become is a shame on many levels as a fellow human being. But that doesn't mean their terrible behavior is excusable because it isn't, ever. If someone feels that anything said here somehow excuses the behavior of a grown adult who knows the difference between right and wrong, that's their own interpretation of what's being said, because that has not and will not be said on this or any other episode of this show. The fact that someone has had a hard life is not an excuse to abuse other people, and actually, it's appalling how often people just make that leap. Nothing excuses abuse, not even mental illness, if a person knows right from wrong. And narcissists know right from wrong. They just don't care. They believe their behavior is justified always. There's no excuse for that. This is why it's impossible to actually have a relationship of any kind with a narcissistic person. You have to be willing to be their partner in denial. You have to be willing to live in an alternate reality where none of the abusive, insensitive, and inconsiderate things they do ever happen. You have to literally erase and edit your reality minute by minute the same way that they do and pretend right along with them. You have to be willing to be the villain so that they can be either the hero or the victim or both. The cause of every mistake, every accident, and every bad thing that ever happens to them so that they can remain perfect and blameless. And you have to be a punching bag with a smile so that they can feel superior and exercise their endless desire to punish other people. If you don't do these things, you are hurting them. You are exposing them. You will most likely be accused of abusing them. Denial is one of the largest components of pathological narcissism. They are wrapped in it, encased in it. It has built up around their damaged self over time the way that the oyster creates a pearl by wrapping an irritating grain of sand. But unlike the pearl, the end result is not beautiful. It's ugly and sad. Denial can permeate every facet of a narcissist's existence, and you could literally say they can't live without it, because pathologically narcissistic people who are stripped of their defensive denial and forced to face their internal reality often decompensate and might even become suicidal. It happens all the time. The only way they can function at all is to find other people to buy into their fictional external reality. This is a damaging, toxic situation, and it's one that usually has no resolution or happy ending unless somebody just gets away from the relationship. We often hear the question of whether someone can help a narcissist. The answer essentially is no. And the reason is that denial has conspired with other issues to make it basically impossible for them to understand that they need help. They don't see many of the problems because they don't want to. It's your fault. It was a bad time. They were drunk. They were having a bad day. They were sad. They were angry. They were tired. That never happened. You're too sensitive. They did nothing wrong. You're making that up. You're just saying that to be hurtful. Stop criticizing. You will encounter nothing but an endless cycle of excuses, rationalizations, and blame designed to make it so that they never even have to hear what you're saying, let alone understand or entertain the idea. It isn't just a matter of listening better either. It's not just a matter of stop acting like that. In order to actually change things, there is an entire infrastructure inside the narcissistic person that would have to be dismantled and rebuilt into something different, an infrastructure that has been there for years and years. This would take years to do, and they have to be willing to go through what seems like endless agony and pain in order to do it. It's just easier for them to deny it. But you don't have to be their partner in that if you don't want to. You can live in reality and accept things as they are. That is your choice, and it's true freedom. No one deserves to be a prisoner of denial. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book and Appointment tab to go ahead and do that, or you can use the link that's available down there in the information section of this video. If you're interested, give our sponsor a visit, earthmamacbd.com, premium CBD oil from Earth Mama's Apothecary. You can use the link available down there in the information section of this video as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.